Welcome back, you two. Jules, I have something cool to show you. Do you remember taking a customer service call about a bride whose bridesmaid dresses showed up in gray, and we had the vendor remake them overnight and put them on a plane?
Yeah, yeah, Rachel.
Check this out.
The silk chiffon Antoinette dress. They look beautiful.
Oh, and these just arrived from Mark Townsend. Here.
Thanks. Becky, give me Townsend's number, will you?
Okay.
This is Jules. Hey, Alonzo, what's up? Uh-huh, okay. Do we need that many?
I hope I'm not too late. Don't do this for me, Jules. Please, just do what feels right for you.
Oh, my God. I want to continue running my company, Matt. You gotta know that.
Then do it. I don't want you to be unhappy.
I'm already unhappy.
I need to tell you something.
I know. Just tell me, is it almost over? I don't know how much longer I can...
No, it's over. I can tell you how sorry and ashamed I am. I thought I could do it. I thought I could be the guy that I told you I was going to be. And then somewhere along the way, I thought I was losing you. But it was actually me. I got lost. It's a confusing world out there, and who I am got messed up for a minute. And now I'm watching you, ready to give all this up for me. I will not let that happen. I love you. And I will do so much better if you'll let me. Please, Jules. Let me make it right again.
You know what would be good? If you carried a handkerchief.
Have you called Townsend yet? Because if I've ever met anyone who doesn't need a boss, that was you.
I was just about to call him and tell him I changed my mind. I mean, we're good here. We're gonna make it. I'm gonna make sure we make it.